Overcrowding at Hawaii's jails and prisons is nothing new, but the threat of a COVID-19 outbreak led to early inmate releases. Representative Takashi Ono, chair of the House Committee on Corrections, Military and Veterans Affairs, wants a thorough review of those actions.
Did it deter COVID-19 in our jails and prisons? Did it compromise public safety? What happened to some of these folks who were released?
Ono says he's personally invested in questions surrounding recidivism. He says public safety has been struggling over the years to fill vacancies that could keep inmates from coming back.
We're taking a look at their reentry programs, the intake service centers, and the Correctional Industries Division. These kind of type of activities are all things that are hopefully reducing recidivism and trying to help make our community a little more safer.
Ono, who represents Nu'uanu, Liliha, and Aleva Heights, says the pandemic also brought with it opportunities for Hawaii's incarcerated population.
Some of the issues surrounding prisoners is that they have a lack of access to medical professionals or mental health professionals. I think that we all found that telehealth or being able to get in touch with people who can provide those services now is a lot more realistic and a lot more feasible.
Ono also plans to introduce legislation that would secure funding for the Oversight Commission on Hawaii's Correctional Systems. The all-volunteer board spent its first year in business without any staff to carry out its work.
They've been doing it kind of by pulling up their bootstraps, so I do hope that they can get some staff to continue their work and keeping our government responsible and accountable.
More than 2,000 Hawaii inmates and public safety staff have tested positive for the coronavirus since the pandemic began. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.